Hey everyone, Karina Coffin here, back again to kick off week number 5 of the Icon Nutrition Challenge. We hope you all have been able to adopt some, if not all, of the beneficial practices this challenge has to offer, or at least are seeing some marked improvement in various aspects of your daily routines when it comes to prioritizing your health. As always, Carrie and I are more than happy to answer any questions or address concerns that you all may have, so feel free to contact us via Slack, on the Facebook page, or through our Icon emails. In last week's podcast episode, Carrie discussed balanced meals, what that means, and the importance of distributing our energy intake and macronutrients over the course of our day. Today's nutrition topic is on hydration. For the Icon Nutrition Challenge, we gave you all a goal to consume half your body weight in ounces of water. There's a couple reasons why we did this. The first is that even though we're not super keen on giving such generalized recommendations, achieving half your body weight in water and factoring in the water content from many foods, especially fruits and vegetables that hopefully you all are eating, and potentially other beverages within your day should cover your bases in terms of hydration. The second reason has to do with our word choice. You'll notice we specifically said water, not fluids. With how many tasty new beverages there are out there, it's easy to drink several hundred calories in fluids. There's definitely a time and place for some of those beverages, but for the most part, water is going to be the most appropriate and healthy option. Now, you might be thinking, well, what about zero calorie beverages and artificially sweetened drinks? Which is a great question, and perhaps a topic for a future podcast. But for now, we'll just say that the limited research available on this topic points to pretty adverse health effects as a result of consumption, and there's really not enough long-term data out there. I stand by the saying of calories over chemicals pretty much all the time, so maybe something to consider if you're contemplating between those types of choices. So speaking of research, part 2 of this podcast, I'll be diving into just that. I'll discuss the physiologic roles of fluids in our body and why they're so vital to our life. I'll discuss ways to determine hydration status and factors that affect it. Then I'll go into indications of dehydration and hydration goals for pre, intra, and post-exercise. And we'll finally end on some practical tips and implementation strategies for staying hydrated. So if you're an Icon Nutrition subscriber and are listening through the Athlete Vault, hang tight. If you aren't a subscriber yet but would like to sign up, you can do so with a click of a button through the Icon Specialty Program under Nutrition.